aware.
Yeah, I thought it was, this has to be what it says. Under control is a strong term.
I don't need to have it under control.
So let's call this meeting to order.
Where did my pen go?
I hope that you all have had a good incredible year. But personally, I would kind of like to do, I don't know about this question. Does anybody discuss, we have that overly critical voice, it's like, man, I screwed up everything, it's good, but I screwed up my family, I screwed up my family. I see a couple people have that. So I say to my friends when they say this to me, you would talk that way to a friend. Friend did something like this, you wouldn't say, friend, you're an idiot, so why don't we talk that way to ourselves? So, the do-over year I would like to have next year is our faculty book clubs. I'd like to try and get those back together, y'all, I got really sick right after those went out, and I just couldn't do it. I'd love to see us come back to that next year. So the faculty book clubs, I'll bring that back up, assuming I get reelected. At the beginning of the year, and we have the meetings again, if you didn't get a little last year, and you walk from, we'll be able to add to it. I'm also notified that I thought this organized faculty, and then some email out, the full campus, and they didn't feel bad, because that was not my intent. Every one of us on this campus is important, we cannot function without staff. Staff have harder jobs than us a lot of times. So, I offend anybody doing that, I apologize, that was not my intent. The intent in that was to bring us together as faculty, give us some time to spend not working. Because one thing I've heard this year as your FO chair is that we feel like we spend a lot of time working together and arguing together and not that much time playing together. So if I mess that up, y'all please just give me a little slack because I'm doing the best I can. Some days I wish it was a long day, but I wouldn't let my friend say that to herself, so I'll try not to say it to myself. I do want to point out a few things we did manage to get done this year. Yes, ma'am.
Does the microphone work? Because I can hardly hear you.
Does the microphone work?
I think on the sound system, I'm not sure.
I can try and talk now, or also, I'm sorry, I've got a cold.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Hardship, withdrawal policy, and peer review policies and those kinds of things. So comments there. The faculty resources page looks basically the same, except we have added the senior instructor appointment material. The peer review and faculty information form aren't updated yet, but each of the committees responsible for those have been given a copy of them, and we're going to get them up on the web shortly. The other thing that we changed is we pulled the RPS grant program out of the faculty organization, because please note that this is not just for faculty. So it was under faculty organization and faculty resources, but this program is for faculty and staff. So we wanted to put it in a little more prominent place so that staff would be able to see what opportunities are available as well. So those couple of changes are pretty much all in the faculty resources, faculty organization, and grant program places. And if you have any questions about that, please let me know. And if you have suggestions for how we could make those pages better, I would really welcome those. We want to make sure that you guys have, we all have the information we need quickly. So having called us to order and made announcements at the beginning, because by the end we're going to show ready to get out here, I didn't want to say any stuff that I thought was kind of important. You're called to order. We're going to move to correction and approval of the minutes. I'd like to thank Suzanne, who, as always, has done a fabulous job on minutes. Does anybody have any corrections or approval, corrections or amendments to the minutes? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved. So we move to reports of officers. Dean Collins.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Some of you were here when Mr. Bailey spoke a few minutes ago. He just wanted me to relay to those of you who came in after he left that he appreciated the opportunity to provide food today. And most of you know that this is the late Bailey's husband, and who worked in Trio for many years, and he passed away about 2 years ago. So the food today is compliments of him. Hope you enjoyed it. And he sends all of you all his greetings, and wanted you to know how much he still loves this campus and wants to be a part of the family here. I sent a report yesterday afternoon, and I'll be glad to take questions. I just want to draw your attention to one highlight on the third top of the third page. As we did last year, Atlanta College will send a link to do an interview for the faculty and staff. And I thought that would have come out by now, but it was also in my report last April, so I guess it hadn't come out by then either. So probably next week they'll send a link, and I appreciate your feedback on my annual review. That helps me to think about things to focus on, and appreciate your feedback. Okay, any questions? Thank you.
Dean Cox.
Likewise, I submitted a report yesterday, just a reminder about final exams coming up and no test quizzes, exams, anything like that in the week before your final is scheduled. That's USC policy. I have sent out a request for RSVP for commencement, and key things right now. The division chairs and I are working on administrative evaluations. The goal is to have those in your hands before you leave for summer. All right, that's about it. Unless there are any questions.
Questions for Dean Cox? Is Mike open? Keep going. Okay. Student engagement success, Clark Arms.
I also submitted a report. I'll be happy to take any questions.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Application for advisors, mm-hmm. which I was very delighted to see, by the way. I'm really happy to see that project's moving along. But I was curious about, do you know how the pay will be distributed for those people that get selected for that program? Will they be paid all throughout the summer in little increments, mm-hmm. or will that be one big paycheck?
We've not discussed that. We've discussed the amount, but not how it will be distributed.
Depends if that will make them cross 33 and a third % during the summer.
33.8.
Just throw about that.
33.8.
That just popped into my brain as well. Just I hadn't even thought about that part.
It's going to be in conjunction with 0.5%.
Don't forget about that.
HR policy and...
With that in mind, I'm going to depend on the date. I'm sorry, the date. With that in mind, what Ron just said about the cap, the summer compensation cap, would it be useful to add a line on that application about what their summer plans are for teaching?
We can.
Probably would be good to have that.
And is the work just for summer?
No.
Year long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's year long.
So we would have to extend across the
contract. Right.
Yeah.
So what is the obligation beyond orientation?
So obligation beyond orientation would be that the advisor would continue to meet with the student through the student's first year. So they would see that advisor for advisement around fall breakish time into the spring semester, and then when that student to get advised for the spring, and then when that student transitions to the next fall, so then that would be around spring breakish time is when they would get their new advisor. So there would be the summer advisement, then there would be the training sessions that we would have, and then the advisement in the fall semester.
And so that advisor would be responsible for coordinating the transition from...
I think our office would probably, we can handle that the coordination of that transition. So what we would probably do in that case is we could quickly create reports of students where, and then send out communication plans. The advisor could certainly be in the loop. And so when they meet with that student for advisement, say, hey, the next time you have an advisement appointment, it will be with whomever your new advisor would be. But we can also send out postcards, send out texts, send out emails. We might even try something, in the student center or just, a general transition session, lunch, if anybody would show up. This is the first time we've done this, so it's going to definitely be a learning process. But, I think that it would take less, I think it would take some stress off of faculty advisors, unless I'm wrong, if our office would coordinate that, because they're also still going to be advising the load they already have.
Okay, that was my next question.
Right, so they're going to have 15-ish additional advice and plus teaching. So, I think that it should kind of be a centrally coordinated effort. So that the advisor doesn't feel the full weight of the responsibility of making sure that the student knows what to do next.
What do you anticipate the advising load to be per faculty member?
So, let me look at our numbers real quick. I think right now, the last time I looked, there are around 600 submitted applications for fall. I'm thinking for new freshmen, I would guess that if we have two, so some of them are going to be nursing, and that's going to be kind of our unknown, because they are going to go to their nursing advisors. I would say if we have two from each division, so that's 6 plus 4, I think our anticipated number was between 10 and 15 for each advisor, additionally.
Hey Laura, I have a quick question. I guess the math is not adding up to me, because if you look at 600 students.
600 applications.
That's applications, that's not admits.
Yeah.
That's submitted applications.
Yeah.
So admits might be around 300?
It's 2-something right now, I think. I don't know, I would have to look. I don't know, don't quote me on that. It's around 2-something, I think, but I don't know.
Then not all of the admits end up coming.
Yeah, okay. We typically see about 300 students at an orientation.
So 300 divided by 6 advisors, 2 from each division.
There are also staff advisors who don't receive a stipend. So it's going to be divided, I think, among 10 of us, plus nursing.
Okay.
But it's always good to check the math from our office.
Yes.
Because had a bunch of humanities people in there, so yeah.
So I'm trying to decide whether we want to do it. It would be nice to know, is it going to be 50 students we're advising, or 10 to 15 sounds very reasonable.
And that's kind of the great unknown in the first year.
Staff are receiving stipends because they're 12-month employees, right?
Yeah.
Any other questions for Laura?
If it ended up that there were more students than anticipated and the advisors were taking on or should be taking on more than 15, would you increase the number of advisors or would the advisors that were there get more students?
So I think we would have to talk with the budget office to see kind of what kind of area we were in to increase stipend. My first thing that I would try to do is perhaps identify another staff member that could help, because that's going to help that situation without creating much of a budgetary impact. Then if in conjunction with this committee, you know, it would have to be a decision that I feel like each individual advisor would make, but I don't want you guys to have any more than 10 or 15 students, because I don't think that you can effectively do what you need to do if you've got too many, because you've still got your other ones. So I honestly do not think, unless you're nursing, that it will be any more than 10 to 15. Because with 10 people, or you know, we should be on track. And then some of those, like our disability students, may end up with Annette, so she may have her 10 plus her disability students, you know, so.
Questions for Laura? Thank you. Academic Success Center?
I submitted a report yesterday. It's mostly the usual number stuff, but I did include information about summer tutoring, so please do take a look at, you know, when tutors are going to be available. We scheduled it according to when the classes are being offered, and like schedule the tutors during times when the classes aren't meeting to try to maximize the students' ability to go. Of course, if a bunch of those classes don't make, we'll have to adjust. But there's a list of courses for each range of dates, not session, because there's overlap and weirdness. And if there are any questions, I can try to answer them.
I do have just one little comment. When you send out those paper reports of which of our students went in to have what work done or whatever, can't those just be digitized? I mean, save some paper?
Well,
email it instead of...
It would require a scanner, because we don't have one. But, like, the ability to scan...
You're still using the paper.
Okay. Yeah, we are still using... I mean, they use the paper to document the session while it's happening, and then they enter that information into a form that goes into a spreadsheet that I can't share with everybody. So we have not yet figured out a way to share that information.
Because, I mean, I personally am not keeping track of that, so...
Sure.
And then I see this paper that's just... goes from my trash can or shredder, but I mean, I save a tree, one tree, please. Yeah, think about it.
Well, we have, for sure, and if you have suggestions, I'll take them, certainly.
Could easily just do a form on the computer and email it out to the instructors. You don't know how to do that.
To make, like, other than a Google form, like, I don't know how to make a PDF form or anything like that.
So. Okay.
So you need to request some iPads, and then they do the document right there, write it on there.
Oh, yeah.
And then send
it. I have some iPads at us at one point.
Like, yeah, fine, some stuff.
I do have some spare iPads. I'll talk to Blake about
it. Okay.
Because then they can do it right directly on there.
That would be amazing.
And it'd be, there you go.
I'll just zip off one to you and one to me, and we'd be cool. I do have some spare iPads that I'm not using, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll, I'll put a note to self, talk to Blake.
You science people, you know, you're cool.
yesterday, and just a couple of things to mention from it. Of course, the HR payroll system has been launched on April 1st as scheduled. The side for the employees seems to be working without any issues. The side for the HR contacts and payroll, there are some, we're finding some issues and we're reporting those as we find them. So we're working through those things. But please, if you have not had an opportunity to log in or taken the opportunity to log in, please do so. It should be fairly simple. If for some reason it's not, please give me a call or send me an email and I'll figure out what the problem is with that. The only other thing I wanted to reiterate from the report is to please, if you are supervising employees, please make sure you're approving their timesheets by the end of each week. Right now, our payroll department is unable to do advance request or honor advance requests, and so essentially, if a student is not paid on the 15th, they would have to wait until the 30th to get their paycheck. And so for student employees, it can be very difficult if they're not able to get paid when they're supposed to be. So if you'll just please make sure you're approving timesheets every week, that would be very, very helpful. Other than that, good.
Tracy?
Yes.
My student couldn't find the link to the new thing. So yes. When she went, it was live, supposedly, but it was still just showing iTunes.
No, they're two different systems. iTunes did not go away. So
okay,
iTunes should be the
same. So they didn't have access to that for a little while. I don't know why.
I'm not sure why, but they should right now.
Okay.
That it might not be available between.
Yeah, it might have just been the time that she logged in, because it has been going in and out as they're converting things. But I've gone in it today and it was working.
Same. I went
into
it.
Okay, good.
Any other questions for Tracy? So we'll move to reports of committees, system committees, beginning with Executive Committee for Palmetto College campuses, faculty senate.
So the salary study committee has completed its work, and the report is also complete with a few tweaks that may be complete by now. And the chancellor will report on this at the senate meeting next week. At some point following that, the entire board will be
do we have any idea of how long? Other than sometimes after that meeting?
I don't, unfortunately. We talked about this at our last meeting, and we don't know how long it's going to take, but we think, I think, it's not going to be that long, but I'm not. I'll just start to tell about that. Yeah, you see, I'm not the one actually. I don't know who it will be. There are a few checks that are going to be done for the report itself. Just make sure that everything is accurate and everything tracks properly. But that the intent is for it to be definitely up before the semester ends.
Okay, great.
Is there any updates on the library access question?
Thank you. I have been kind of keeping an ear to that, and I haven't heard anything specific. I can only tell that I seem to be able to access a few things I didn't have access to as of maybe a year ago, but I don't know how definitive that is. I'm not sure if that's true for everything that I'm going to have access to. So if anyone else has noticed any changes, let me know. But I'm going to continue trying to find out more on this. Last I heard on the discussion earlier, the DM Libraries was committed to trying to get access for us for databases as soon as possible as their contracts were up for renewal. And as far as I know, that still is the tension. And I think that they have done that for some of them. I'm not sure about all
of them. Okay. So, Ernest, I would say the fact that we always appreciate when reports are issued before the year is out, I'm not fussing to you or anything, but it's always sad when we get them in the summer. So, and I'm sure they're cognizant of that, but I just want to say when faculty are off work, that's not a good time to report things to come out.
Yes, we do.
stress that.
I have a question also for Ernest in relation to the report. Is it at all likely that the Chancellor's report at the next Senate meeting next week is going to be substantive enough for senators to report that to interested parties?
Yes.
Okay. As a senator, I would like to invite interested parties to contact me after next Friday, and I will try my best to relay what the Chancellor tells us at that meeting.
That might be something that you might consider asking the Chancellor to come to one of our meetings. If we get good information from the Senate, of course, but that might be a thing to think about. Yes, Paul.
And that's I think that's one of the plans too. As this is rolled out, and I'm speaking specifically to the salary study at this point, they will come to our campus to answer questions about the study process. Ernest and Buddy were on the committee from our campus, and they will be able to talk about their work. And then we will begin, in the next fiscal year, we'll begin the rolling out of the response to the findings. So I don't know how much will be said. I wasn't at the meeting. I'm not sure what will be said beyond next week's Senate meeting. But the intention was to have meetings on each campus to talk about it and let people ask questions about it. And that probably will, given where we are in April, that probably will happen in September. So that's at least that's one time frame the deans and the chancellor have talked about. That might change. I think that was in my March report.
That sounds good. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Anything else for Ernest? Well, thank you very much. Sometimes you have to ask awkward questions when you go back, right? We appreciate that. Right, some responsibilities.
We haven't met since the last faculty meeting, right?
One quick question on rights and responsibilities, because this was brought up, and this may be executive committee as well. The updated dates for external reviewers, it used to be you had to have them in by, I think it was May 1st. And now it's April 15th to the central office, and they were supposed to be kind of selected locally with your mentor by April 1st. Anybody remember when did that change during this cycle for the first time, or because this was the first time I saw those dates?
Last year, because it's in the present manual.
Yeah.
I was not aware of the change.
I did. I did, however, I checked with Gene Carano. The date of June 1st is still in the process for it to go be sent out to the external reviewers, and she has said, just get them in as soon as you can to me. So they're working with us on the dates, but I just wondered if anybody remembered this. I think this was the first cycle with the new dates, but I didn't remember when it actually changed in the manual.
It changed last year because I went back and looked at the faculty's manual from last year, and the old dates were there.
We're still there.
And the new manual, the new dates are there, so it had to have happened last year because those changes would have gone in front of the board in June.
Yes, it went up last year.
It did. So was that announced? Do you remember, does anybody from Senate last year remember if that was announced at our faculty meeting? Because it just blindsided me. And I hated that I missed that very important information.
I think I said something about it, but I could be misremembering.
And I might have missed the meeting before that was announced.
Yeah. The intent was to be able to reach people before the people they're trying to contact are gone for the summer.
Yeah, which is a wonderful.
I was just going to say, I do recall it being discussed within our faculty meeting. I do recall it being, because I, you know, was very aware of the dates and stuff.
Okay, I was
so,
that meeting.
Yeah.
Brian's responsibilities, system affairs. Advisory is suspended currently. I've left it on here because we don't want to let it drop off. local committees, we're having our last meeting of the year Tuesday. If you have any feedback on the changes that were made to the effect, not effective, I don't know that we will have gotten our reviews back, but if you are a reviewer, we are interested in hearing your thoughts on how the process was changed and whether that's helpful. And if we have gotten you back as faculty members, then that also we'd like to know, is that something that works better for you? We are going to be looking at next year, we will need to update the faculty first year peer review, or faculty first year review policy, whatever that's called, because it still has that old scale in it, but that should be a very simple update without much difficulty. So that will be something that should come forward early next year from the evaluation committee. Any questions? Okay. Are there other local committee reports? I am not aware of any unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Is there new business? It's time for us to feel very special then. We are in special orders, elections for faculty offices and other positions. As you may recall, we finalized the election ballot in March. And at that time, the nominations closed. There were no uncontested elections. So I will entertain a motion from the floor to accept the slate by acclamation.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as a vote of confidence in our newly elected faculty officers for your service.
Does Shipsy get all four seats?
Announcements.
Four votes.
That's gotta work.
She gets four votes.
Four votes, yeah.
Yeah, we're not obligated to fill every one of those seats.
Right.
If somebody suddenly develops a burning urge just to serve on Columbia Senate, you let me know and I'll do my best to make it happen.
They changed their rules to count their instructors, so we suddenly have a ton more seats than we used to, because we have more instructors proportionally than we have in Columbia.
And I would say if we're having to pick, and people are stretched, Palmetto College Senate is probably a better place to put our energy where we make changes that are more needed to us. Although we do, it is very important to keep an eye on what happens in Columbia Senate.
Is that the entire ballot, or is there something underneath?
You got it by email, but it was this month, so you may not have had a chance to review it. But this is exactly what we approved last time.
Did I run for welfare?
Oh, you must have been on
the
committee that day.
Man, I've been going around bragging about how I'm not doing any of this stuff.
So no grievances next year for Nick's sake. I will point out that we've postponed the election for instructor peer review pending the first cycle of appointments to senior instructor. So we will be revisiting that in the fall as well. Any other questions or comments about our election?
Is regional campus CMP on there?
Yeah, it's done very
well.
I found it.
And I'm hoping goodness we laid everything off. I checked and Andy checked. But if you see something, holler at us and we'll try to make it right. Okay, announcements. Dr. Collins.
NASC open mic night Thursday night.
Thursday.
And lots of entertainment, cash bar.
Yeah, cash bar, cash prizes. We'll have performances by students, former students, faculty, children of faculty. There'll be food. 521's providing us with barbecue. So my understanding is free barbecue. So, you know, I would come out just for that. But it starts at 6, I believe. $5 donation or canned goods. Students can bring canned goods and get in for free. And I will send the announcement for that around, or the flyer for that around again later today.
The poster's great.
It is a great poster. It's David Helver's work.
Yeah, it occurred to me that I probably should have done this like with a local committee. But we'll be getting you your peer review forms as soon as we can. And if you're on the TMP committee, can you meet with me after adjournment just for a quick huddle? But I only take 2 minutes.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to announce Art Fields is happening in Lake City, South Carolina, May 26th through April 4th. It's a big contemporary art festival. And you might say, Lake City? And if you did, you would be right. But Lake City has transformed into one of the most, maybe the most prominent art festival in the South during those days. And it's very well worth going. You can see my works in Crossroads Gallery this year. And I'd also like to let you know that if you find yourself in the area of Asheville in June or July, I have work at Satellite Gallery during those 2 months. And we invite you to go by and support.
Other announcements?
Yes.
Earth Day coming up at the end of April. I think the 23rd is the date, if I'm not forgetting that. So I'll send out notifications, and the faculty members, your students will be bugging you to come and vote for them. So.
Other announcements? All right, so we have the, I messed up the email, but nevertheless, inaugural last faculty meeting of the year is over party in Star Hall following this. Bought a ton of M&Ms this morning, so don't eat peanut ones if you have peanut allergies.
There's just a way for us to keep the peanut M&Ms in our
office. He just wants to eat them all himself. I would like to thank each of you for your work this year and for your voice. Sometimes our voice for our students and for our campus is quiet. Sometimes it's a student conference, a confidential conversation with a colleague. Sometimes it's loud advocacy for our campus's values and Senate. Those voices are critical. And sometimes it feels like they're not heard, but they are heard. And the more we keep that voice and move with that voice individually and collectively, quietly, loudly, the more of a change we can make this the place we want it to be. So I'd like to thank you for that, because I know sometimes that work is hard and we won't always see it. So thank you. So let us entertain a motion to adjourn and go have a party.
Worth a minute, that's not done. Did you see what I asked the question?